Welcome to Focus Carolina, an exclusive program sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. I'm Provost Bob Lewin, and I'm excited to share this series of interviews with our Carolina faculty here on WCHL. Dr. Amy Blank Wilson researches ways to improve how mental health services are provided to people with serious mental illness. As part of her work at the UNC School of Social Work, she is helping to develop a tiny homes community in rural Chatham County that will allow people with mental illness to live independently.
Dr. Wilson knew very little about tiny homes when almost serendipitously they became a central part of her life.
It was a fateful day in 2015. I'd actually been at a task force meeting related to people with mental illness and work around the prison trying to improve the conditions. And a colleague of mine, we decided to stop out at the farm at Penny Lane on our way home, because we had collaborators out there from the Center for Excellence in Community Mental Health. We were talking about a couple ideas, and we were listening. And it's really one of the greatest gifts as an academic to get to leave the building and get to go out in the world and spend time with people. Now, there's two things you have to know. The first is that I didn't know that tiny homes were a thing. We didn't have cable TV at the time. I didn't know. I'd missed this cultural phenomenon that was going on. And what I did know was that as they were describing these small homes and that they could be built on permanent foundations and that we could do this for like somewhere between $30,000 and $50,000, that had my attention because that was really novel in terms of what I have seen of housing options that are affordable for people with mental illness. They were looking for somebody with research skills who could embed research into the early development of the homes. They were in the process of building a model home with Habitat for Humanity at the Chatham County Fair in 2015. And so we developed a plan pretty quickly to use the model home as a way to get feedback. And I was awarded the C. Felix Harvey Award from the university, which we were incredibly thankful for. I led an interdisciplinary team of researchers and community members where we conducted focus groups that elicited what I call like end user feedback. So we went and we found people with lived experience of mental illness and service providers, and we brought them and we did focus groups. At the beginning of this, it was really focused on how can we get feedback. And we also hosted overnight stays in the model tiny home for people with lived experience, again, trying to get that feedback from the end user.
For people with mental illness, living in an integrated community was very important to Dr. Wilson's research.
The goal was to have a community of homes for people with mental illness, because the thinking is that at least for some people with mental illness, they want to live in community with each other. That would provide benefits in terms of their health and well-being and mental health services. And we respect that. And that's why we're only building 15 if you want to receive certain types of federal funding. And we do, because they're important. So we've invited national experts, some of my colleagues and peers who are experts on community inclusion and participation, to be part of the conversation about how we build this village. In fairness, the way that we're building our model, it certainly could be integrated into larger communities. And the push in most housing is actually what we call scatter site housing, is to have people with mental illness live throughout the community. The issue is many people with serious mental illness live on about $750 a month. That's their income. And the reality is that the median rent around here is around $900. That's for like a modest one-bedroom apartment. So most people are starting out in the red, or they're not housed stably. The intention isn't so much to keep people with mental illness away. The intention is have proof of concept that we can build these homes, well-designed homes on a permanent foundation for $50,000. So that's become my life mission, if I was going to be honest about it. We can do it. We're going to do it. And then the second is building that within the context of a community that's designed to support the health and well-being of the residents is what I think takes us to the next level. And then doing this where the community is for people with mental illness is really exploring what we need to do to ensure that people who live in this community are connected to each other and remain connected to the outside world. We said we want to create a lot of supports and roads in and out of the community, both physically and virtually, so that people can be in the community and of the community. And so that's why we actually say tiny homes are huge for people with serious mental illness, because it's in many ways a huge step forward for them.
Thank you for listening to Focus Carolina, sponsored by the University of North Carolina at Chapel Hill. To hear more interviews, visit chapelboro.com and click on 97.9 The Hill on Demand, or visit thewell.unc.edu.